HD Smartcast.
You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. We are back with another health champion story. This week we are in conversation with Simran Kapoor. She is a 25-year-old marketeer who works in the editorial team of a leading fashion magazine in Qatar. Simran has been dealing with something called endometriosis. This particular disease is a highly painful disorder in which a tissue similar to the tissue that forms the lining of your uterus grows outside of your uterine cavity. This tissue can cause irritation, scar formation, severe pain during your periods, and even fertility problems. Unfortunately, Simran happened to be in those 10% of patients. Come, let's listen to Simran's story on the occasion of World Health Day.
My name is Simran Kapoor. I'm 25 years old and I live in Doha. I've completed my BA in marketing and I hope to get into the field of health and wellness. I am 1 in 10 of those girls who have endometriosis. However, I'm still healing and on the path of recovery. I knew something was not right actually ever since I got my period. I was 14 years old and I had excruciating pain and had very, very heavy flow which lasted almost 10 days. However, I guess talking about periods is such a taboo topic that no one really paid attention and always kind of told me, you're gonna get through it, it's fine, it's part and parcel of growing up, everybody deals with, you know, the monthly cycle. But I would always skip school, so I felt like there was definitely something wrong. The turning point came at university when I started bleeding like a tap. It was for over a month, almost 2 months actually, and it was so uncomfortable where it didn't make sense to wear a pad. I was really uncomfortable and I had so much pain, so I was drugged on painkillers. I went through numerous treatments and numerous opinions. I visited not just a gynecologist, but a few gynecologists. I was also recommended to go to a gastroenterologist, neurosurgeons. Not to forget, I took the due course of medication for each doctor. However, no one could actually diagnose me. So towards the end of 2016, I was finally diagnosed with endometriosis by a homeopath. Endometriosis is a very painful disorder and it's basically tissue which is similar to the tissue that normally grows inside the lining of your uterus but starts growing outside. And so these tissues, which are also referred to as adhesions, can get attached to your organs. And so while you are having a period, the flow is heavier because even these adhesions are bleeding. And that is what I gather what endometriosis is. Endometriosis comes with a lot of symptoms and side effects that you may not relate to the condition and hence the confusion and difficulty in identifying it. However, the primary symptom of endometriosis is usually pelvic pain and not the usual cramping during menstrual periods. Pain may increase over time. Painful periods is usually termed as dysmenorrhea. You may also have lower back pain and abdominal pain. I developed IBS. Your bowel movements could be very, very painful and your bleeding could be extremely heavy and extreme fatigue, nausea, bloating. These are the symptoms of endometriosis. Once the doctor had kind of said that, you know, you might have endometriosis, and the Mirena coil was put for me. A Mirena coil is commonly known as the loop, and that is attached to your uterus. It's something that's attached into you, and that usually stops your period completely. And so once I had it in me, I developed all kinds of side effects such as IBS, acne, I broke out on my face, and excruciating pelvic pain. However, I think I decided to stay with it because my periods had stopped and my periods had always been a scare for me. That was the initial journey of endometriosis that started with me. I went through a year of meeting various gynecs who couldn't initially diagnose me. My scans were always clear, which is also another misconception about endometriosis because it doesn't always show up in scans and sometimes a laparoscopy is necessary to diagnose it. Endometriosis has so many symptoms that can make it hard to actually identify. And so once the diagnosis happened, I straight away went in for a laparoscopy. I was told that I was stage one of the disease, and sometimes you don't have to be at a very high stage to experience so much pain. Sometimes people who are worse off have less pain. And so once the surgery was done, it was successful, and I was told to go on a pill so that right after the surgery you don't have periods and you allow your body to rest and to recover. I've really surprised myself in this journey, actually. I've come to realize how strong I am mentally and physically, which I think I get from my father. However, there've been few times where I've been so down and out, but it keeps me going, you know, to motivate yourself and tell yourself that your mind is stronger than your body and you can overcome this. Tired and exhausted from so much physical pain, you know, unable to sleep, being on medication all the time, having restrictions all the time. It was so hard to be myself. In moments like this, you don't see light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I developed a deep sadness where there was just nothing left to say. You don't have the heart to tell your parents how you're feeling. It's been extremely difficult because along the way, even your friends don't always understand what you're going through, and you don't blame them. You start to realize that you have to be grateful for everything you have and not give up because life is so difficult. You have to tell yourself this every day. You know, I have so many dreams, I've had so many plans, and I would want to help somebody tomorrow, you know, other girls who are going through similar problems. We all have choices. You have to choose to focus on your well-being and your happiness. You know, you have to choose to be well. You have to choose to be happy, and you have to choose to fight. We have the option to choose. And so I think it was really important at that time to kind of shake myself out of this. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I have days where I'm extremely depressed. You know, I break down a lot, and this could go on for 2 days, this could go on for a week, and then your family can motivate you, your family can talk to you, but you are the only one who can lift yourself out of this and start fighting again, you know. In the future, I actually see myself helping people. I think coming onto this journey, I always had dreams of actually becoming a model and working in fashion, which I do. However, I'm seeing myself being inclined to learning about health and wellness, mental well-being, after experiencing it myself. And I think till you don't go through darkness, you don't know what light is. And once you do, you want to be able to help people around you to live a happier and healthier and better life, and fight it to their best. And if I can be of any help to share my strength, I would want to do that and spread awareness about the condition itself, so that people know that they're not alone with difficult periods and they don't have to deal with it. You know, they can find help, they can find ways to manage it. I'm even actually doing a course on becoming a mental well-being facilitator. I'm very keen on learning yoga. I've started meditation, and from my healers I've learned how breath and breathing exercises are so important. And so yes, in the future I see myself, not to some extent, counseling other young girls dealing with similar problems. And I would like to tell all girls out there that they're not alone. They should be able to speak up about their periods and not suffer in silence. We're in this together, and it's okay not to be okay. There is always light at the end of the tunnel, even if it takes a little longer than others, but we will get there. Like I said, I'm still fighting my battle. My journey is not over. But giving up isn't an option. So what I've learned is to celebrate the good days, have gratitude for the small victories. If you don't feel you can go out, it's okay. If you need to rest, you take that rest. And so your body and your mental health comes first. And I understand how it can feel to be fighting this every day and putting on a mask every day. But we're warriors, and we will show the world, and we will find a cure, and everything will be okay by the end of this.
Dear listeners, so this was Simran Kapoor's story. Somebody who has dealt with endometriosis for most of her growing years. We do hope her story inspires you to take prioritized care of your health, especially on the occasion of World Health Day. If you would also like to tell your health story, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. Also, don't forget to like, share and subscribe to Health Shots, where we bring you weekly health champion stories. And of course, you can tune in to She Slays on all your favorite audio streaming platforms or, of course, healthshots.com. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. Till then, take care of your health and stay indoors and stay safe. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.